Tonight's reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 13. Therefore, now is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ, because through Christ Jesus, the Lord of the Spirit, who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful humanity to be a sin offering. And so he can get condemned sin in human flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the Lord might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind controlled by the sinful nature is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are not controlled by this sinful nature, but are in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if God is in you, then even through your body is subject to death because of sin. The Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
Well, good evening. My name's Gareth, if I haven't met you. I'm the chaplain out of the Riverina Anglican College. And that video really is excellent, isn't it? It kind of pretty much sums it all up. It's wonderful because it doesn't deny that Christians have lived atrociously hypocritical lives throughout history. But what was also really good about it was really clear that Christianity does not hang on you or I. Thankfully, it hangs on the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, Christian hypocrisy, it goes all the way back to Peter the Apostle, who's recorded in Paul's letter to the Galatians to have caved in the face of pressure about Jewish customs amongst Gentile Christians. And Jesus himself spoke very damningly against the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. And hypocrisy, it's hung on like a paralysis tick ever since to the church. It's just swelling and distorted that beautiful symphony that the video highlighted. The Crusades, church apathy to Nazism, the Royal Commission into institutional child abuse. These are massive blights on the Christian brand. It's undeniable, isn't it? But why does it happen? Why are Christians such hypocrites? Romans 8 is really helpful for understanding that, because Paul speaks about two realms, two spaces of existence that you can inhabit. He calls them the flesh, or the sinful nature, and the spirit. As Christians, we believe that these statuses are binary. You are either one or the other. Paul argues that when you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you leave the status of the flesh behind and you take on the status of Jesus Christ. It's to be in the Spirit. It's marked by possessing the Holy Spirit. And Paul tells us there that both these statuses have consequences for how you act. In verses 5 and 8, Paul speaks about those in the flesh having minds that are governed by the flesh. They are incapable of pleasing God because their status, their hearts and minds, they are opposed to God. They're hostile to God. The Christian, on the other hand, is described as having a mind governed by the Spirit towards life and peace with God. Both of these statuses are about the direction of our hearts and minds. It's like my kids' toy wind-up cars. You know, when you pull them back and you hold it there just before you let it go, its whole mechanism is just, it's itching, you know, bursting gear towards one direction. When you let it go, it's not going to go that way. It is only going to go one direction. And so that is why Christians are such hypocrites. Their status is in the Spirit to be geared towards life and peace with God. But so often Christians act in hostility and go the wrong way, don't they? Hostility towards God and towards others. We act against our identity. We are being hypocrites. And I'm not talking about the greedy televangelists. I'm not talking about the cover-up conspiracy priests. I'm not talking about politicians chasing the Christian vote. I'm talking about the steady diet of pornography that is plaguing our churches. The stats about Christian use and non-Christian use suggest that the rates are pretty much identical. I'm talking about the gossip, the sharing of crude memes on Facebook. I'm talking about the grudge that you're holding against that colleague at work. I'm talking about the blind consumption of violent video games. I'm talking about the chasing of the same status symbols as those whose minds are governed by the flesh. All the everyday marks of walking by the flesh and not by the Spirit. These are the reasons why the world rightly calls Christians out as hypocrites. Christians often just don't seem that different to the world. We just claim the holier-than-thou card. And when we stuff up, we stand out. But is that all there is to it? You know, should we just cop the hypocrite tag as Christians and move on? I mean, we are bound to stuff up, aren't we? Well, in verse 10 of Romans 8, Paul reminds us that Christ is in the Christian, and even though their body is subject to the temptations of the realm of the flesh, they can actually hope to put to death the deeds of the flesh. In verse 11, Paul talks specifically about resurrection life, things that God gave to his Son, Jesus. If that wondrous quality of the Father lives in us by the Spirit, then as the rest of verse 11 goes on to say, it says that he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. See, the certain future goal for the Christian is resurrection from the dead. And that's because of the grace of God that is given to us despite our sinful hypocrisy. And that certain future goal, it actually changes and shapes our present now. Christians can actually hope to, as Paul goes on to say in verse 13, live by the Spirit and put to death the misdeeds of the body. The life of the Spirit, Paul says, is so potent, the life is so potent that it brings death to the deeds of the flesh. It's so that we can live, truly live, as ruled by the Spirit. So in the same way, there's in verse 1 that we can boldly claim there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We can take that same confidence into our words and our deeds and our thinking. I don't have to be a hypocrite and join in the gossip and the crude memes so that I can be socially acceptable. I don't need to be socially acceptable. I've got no condemnation in Jesus Christ. I'm totally accepted. Now I can live by the Spirit and actually bring words of life to others instead. I can actually enter into a conversation enabled by the Holy Spirit, not to talk myself up and hypocritically put others down. Instead, I can actually stop and listen and hear the needs of others. I can actually hope to comfort them and encourage them with my words. I can even be prompted by the Holy Spirit to pray for them. Friends, these are new patterns of life. Things that you can have confidence of striving for and being enabled towards because of the Holy Spirit. Those old hypocritical patterns of acting as if you are obligated to the flesh, they don't have to reemerge. You won't have to go back to that pattern of lust because you've got the Holy Spirit living in you, so you don't have to hypocritically wander back down those well-worn paths on your smartphone anymore. Whatever pattern it is, Christians are not ruled by them anymore. We've been given life by the Spirit to live by the Spirit, and we are being made alive by the Spirit. If you're a Christian, then that's what you are ruled by. That's how you should truly live. And so that means that we must really, truly, honestly own up to our own sinfulness when others catch us out. We are acting as hypocrites when we do that. We are acting as hypocrites when we don't live as Jesus did. But we can represent Jesus to the world perfectly when we seek forgiveness from others for the sins that we've committed against them. We represent Jesus in doing that because we're given an opportunity to explain to that person that we actually have hope of cutting hypocrisy out of our lives. Christ has cut the curse of sin and death out of our hearts. God has forgiven us in Jesus Christ, so he does not accuse us. He accepts us. And so that should be the attitude that we model to the world. Not pride and excuses denying we've sinned, but humility and hope, confessing that we have sinned and rejoicing that we are saved.